WMRA News. I'm Bob Levickin. The governor's mask-wearing mandate goes into effect on Friday. Meanwhile, Virginia has now lost nearly 1,300 people to COVID-19. That's a death toll equivalent to the population of the entire town of Edinburgh. The race for the next governor in 2021 just got a little more crowded. And a historic site north of Farmville that provided land and money for the school for African-American children during Jim Crow is now threatened by plans for a huge garbage dump. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, May 28th. On Friday, Virginia will join a handful of other states requiring people to wear masks when they enter most indoor spaces. It will be up to the State Department of Health to enforce the rules. Violators could be charged with a misdemeanor, but that's a last resort. Ben Pavier with our partner station VPM reports.
A spokesperson for Governor Ralph Northam says they hope to use warnings unless someone repeatedly ignores the rules. William & Mary Law professor Adam Gershowitz says he believes the rules are mostly meant as a deterrent.
They're not going to go out and start locking people up with handcuffs, right? They're going to go to court. They're going to get an order from a judge that says this individual is refusing to comply with these rules, and they better go ahead and comply.
Or else they could be hit with a civil fine or even charged with a misdemeanor. Northam said on Tuesday he hopes to avoid that scenario. But it's still a possibility unless the General Assembly changes the law. The governor wants them to do just that when they meet again in a special session this summer. Republican lawmakers have accused Northam of hypocrisy after he failed to wear a mask in a visit to Virginia Beach last weekend.
Ben Pavier with VPM reporting. As the death toll nationwide from COVID-19 surpasses 100,000, Virginia has lost 1,281 people to the disease, according to the Virginia Department of Health. That is equivalent to losing the entire population of the town of Edinburgh. State health officials say there have been more than 38,000 confirmed cases of the disease in Virginia. Virginia's attorney general has sent warnings to more than 100,000 businesses in Virginia over price gouging during the pandemic. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports Attorney General Mark Herring has sent at least 114 warning letters due to complaints about products, including toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and paper towels. Herring said that as of Tuesday, his office had received more than 500 price gouging complaints from across Virginia. Well, it's still more than a year away, but Virginia's governor's race just got a little more crowded. Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy from Prince William County announced her bid for governor Wednesday. As Ben Pavier reports, she'll have lots of competition.
Jennifer Carroll Foy is a 38-year-old criminal defense attorney. The state delegate won her current seat in 2017 while pregnant with twins. Carroll Foy says her past experience juggling two jobs, childcare, and student loan debt gives her the ability to relate to the problems facing Virginians in a way her competitors can't.
I am the person who can look at every single voter and say, I see you. I understand your everyday challenges and the obstacles you face.
Carroll Foy may be best known as a sponsor of the resolution to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment, but she'll face stiff competition from another sponsor who has more political experience, State Senator Jennifer McClellan from Richmond. If either of them wins, they'd be the first African-American woman to hold the job in the U.S. Political followers are also keeping a close eye on former Governor Terry McAuliffe, whose political action committee raised $150,000 this month alone.
Once again, that's Ben Pavier from VPM reporting. Remnants of Tropical Storm Bertha are expected to bring high winds and heavy rains later today and tonight across southwestern parts of Virginia. Mike Dutter at the National Weather Service in Wakefield says those areas could get 2 to 4 inches.
This rainfall combined with the already saturated ground out there could lead to additional flooding and flash flooding. And there is a flood watch across much of that area through tomorrow morning.
He says as the storm moves north, it could bring a risk of thunderstorms for our region on Friday. Finally today, during the Jim Crow era, when public schools in Virginia refused to educate African Americans, prominent black educator Booker T. Washington joined Northern philanthropist Julius Rosenwald to build more than 5,000 schools in 15 southern states. In Virginia's Cumberland County, that's just north of Farmville, a rural community called Pine Grove provided land, money, and labor for one school that is now threatened by plans for a massive garbage dump. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman has that story.
The Pine Grove School is more than 100 years old, a modest wood frame building, white paint peeling from its walls. But when Michael Scales attended from 1959 to 1964, it was the starting point for success.
If there was a way that an African American was going to advance, it would have to be through education. It was vital.
He would go on to get a bachelor's and master's degree in college to teach history and Spanish. For Alfred Austin, it was the launching pad for a career in the corporate world, managing a major insurance company.
I went from being a trainee to being a senior executive vice president for Aetna. I was competing against people that had gone to Harvard and Yale and Wharton and Princeton, and I never felt that my education was insufficient.
And for Muriel Branch, author of 9 books about African American and women's history, Pine Grove was proof that people of color could move up the social ladder in this country.
My grandfather taught himself to do math in the dirt.
Before getting 2 college degrees, she was an award-winning public speaker, thanks to her teacher at Pine Grove.
Mrs. Gillum trusted me to both write the speech and deliver it. I won the district. I went to the state. I won the state. That was all because a teacher believed in me.
When public schools in Virginia were integrated, Pine Grove closed. But Alfred Austin will never forget the invaluable gift he got there, a sense of self-confidence that would last a lifetime.
If you don't have the self-esteem necessary to compete, you're lost. And the community gave us that despite the fact that we couldn't go in the restaurant or drink at the fountain or whatever. If it hadn't been for that, we would have all been failures.
Since 1964, Pine Grove has served as a community center, a place where kids and adults go to play games, share meals and memories. So it came as a terrible shock when they learned that a New York-based company, County Waste, planned to operate a 1,200-acre garbage dump across the street. The Board of Supervisors in Cumberland County was excited by the prospect of more tax revenue for its schools. And Pine Grove alum Muriel Branch understood that benefit.
But not at our expense again. These dumps, these industries are cited because they believe that people of color and poor people don't have a voice. We'll roll over and play dead. Well, this time, that didn't happen.
Unhappy neighbors like Lori and Kevin Halligan joined more than 100 others at board meetings. They worried about the smell, the traffic, and possible damage to wells.
It is a landfill that will bring in 3,500 tons of trash every day. The projected height of the landfill, we just found out recently, is 690 feet, which is higher than the Washington Monument by 190 feet.
And this month, the University of Virginia School of Law joined the fight, arguing a great deal more environmental study was needed by the state before this project could go forward. Proponents say County Waste can minimize any risk to the air and water of Cumberland County, but residents of the Pine Grove neighborhood say there's no mitigating the destruction of their history. In Cumberland, I'm Sandy Houseman.
Earlier this month, Preservation Virginia added the Pine Grove School and community to its list of endangered historic places. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Thursday.